eastern South Dakota.
The United States is a net importer of urea. CHS Executive Vice President Rick Dusick believes that supply is at risk due to the war in the Middle East.
Typically, these next couple of weeks are when the last vessels load over in that part of the region and come over. And there's difficulty because there's been vessels canceled, there's been plants shut down in that part of the world, and it's raising fertilizer prices. And so there's going to be a bit of a scramble here to get kind of that last 10 or 20% in the country ready for spring with this volatility. And again, it's hard to know how long this lasts or how big of an impact it'll have because it's so new and it's volatile.
The issue is compounded by the reduction in the amount of fertilizer applied last fall.
I would say for us, we were maybe two-thirds, maybe 70% of normal, so a little bit less. And some of that was due to uncertainty, and some of it was due to just weather conditions and spots, but a little bit less than what we did the prior year, with the weather conditions and the economic, kind of environment on the farm.
Fuel and fertilizer prices took a jolt from